M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A Wall Street Journal reported has just pleaded not guilty to espionage charges at a closed hearing in Russia, hours after officials announced they detained Evan Gerskovich in the city of Yekaterinburg. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is at the foreign desk.
He was arrested hundreds of miles east of Moscow, and the spokesman for President Putin said he was caught red-handed, those are his words, collecting information about the Russian military complex.
Wall Street Journal vehemently denies Russia's claims. Russian media say Gerskovich has been ordered to remain in jail pending an investigation. CBS News has learned as many as 9 people may have been killed when 2 military helicopters collided during a training mission near Fort Raymond in Kentucky last night. State police spokesperson Sarah Burgess.
We are doing everything we can to assess this situation and make sure that our community is as safe as it can be. We are all working together, and I think that brings a good light to the agencies that are cooperating in this matter.
An investigation into the cause is underway. The Vatican says 86-year-old Pope Francis is reading and working from his hospital room in Rome, where he's being treated for a respiratory infection. Correspondent Chris Livesay says the Pope's age and health have raised questions.
Now 10 years into his papacy, CBS Vatican consultant Father Anthony Figueredo recently told us.
How much more time does Francis have to carry out the rest of his agenda?
He has certainly made it clear, unless he's impeded from being a pope, maybe through some mind difficulty, through some illness of the mind, he will continue.
Lawmakers in Kentucky have banned gender-affirming care for trans kids.
Protesters were pulled out one by one as they tried to disrupt the final vote on a bill banning hormone therapies and sex surgery for minors, the use of a student's preferred pronouns, and the teaching of gender identity or sexual orientation in school. The lawmakers' action overrode the veto of Kentucky's Democratic governor, despite the pleadings of a state senator whose transgender son recently died by suicide. A similar bill signed by West Virginia's governor includes a key exception, allowing puberty blockers and hormone therapy if 2 doctors see a risk of self-harm. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
A former president returns to Brazil. Supporters cheered as Jair Bolsonaro's car left the airport in Brasilia. He spent 3 months in Miami regrouping following his election loss to Lula da Silva. Bolsonaro faces an array of investigations that political analysts say could end his political career and even land him in prison. This is CBS News.
Choose Jackson Hewitt for 50% off and your guaranteed biggest refund. 50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The cost of Wisconsin State Supreme Court race is now 3 times the previous national record. A review by WisPolitics.com finds spending on the race adding up to about $45 million. Political insiders say the real price is probably even higher when you figure in online and social media ads that aren't reported to the state and are tough to track. There's an arrest in the case of an anti-abortion group office bombing in Madison last year. Nobody was hurt, but there was a lot of damage. Federal prosecutor's office says a 29-year-old Madison man was arrested at the airport in Boston Tuesday. He was planning to fly to Guatemala. In sports, it's baseball's opening day. The Brewers play the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon. Tonight, the Bucks host Boston in a game with big playoff seeding implications. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for 1 state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union Incorporated.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
And welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My next guest is none other than Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. He is an author, and amongst other things. Though there may be questions these days surrounding the importance of the Republican Party amidst critics and Democrats, one shouldn't overlook their significance when it comes to history. Back in 1854, the Republican Party, made up of white men, worked alongside the President Abraham Lincoln to convince those in Congress to end slavery, thus providing black men full citizenship. The radical Republicans, as they were deemed at the time, paved the way for history. Even though history has been rough on black Americans since, namely the 50s and 60s and a rough period of segregation, it's easy for some to brush off the actions of the Republican Party, especially in this day and age. Mason Weaver, a social critic and former advisor to former President Donald Trump, is here now to discuss this topic further. Weaver runs the website Leave the Plantation and is also the author of such books as The Rope, A New Perspective of Freedom and Success, and Tribalism, The Truth Between Lies. His experience and expertise on this topic will certainly be useful. With that backdrop, I say good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you, where are you originally from?
I was born in St. Louis. When I was 11 years old, my mother decided that the school system there wasn't good enough for me. They had me in a slow learning class. Every black person in my neighborhood was a slow learner. My mother thought that since I was a fast learner at home, she would move me out of St. Louis to the country. And I was down in the woods for turn 18. I joined the Navy to save
what part of the country, sir?
Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Okay.
So I moved out into the Ozarks.
Okay.
From St. Louis to the Ozarks, out in the country. And I joined the Navy the same day that the king was murdered. I ended up in San Diego after I left Vietnam, and a white racist shipmate looked me in the eye. And he was a Klans member. He looked me in the eye, and he dropped 2,800 pounds of steel on me, trying to kill me. And I looked him in the face when he did it. And for a long time, I hated everyone that looked like him. I'm permanently disabled. I had to recover, and I had to achieve success without any help.
So let me ask you, because clearly you are a Republican, right?
Clearly.
So, and you and I are from the same age demographic, from the same time in history. And you clearly want us to understand, people in this country, that it was the Republicans that freed the slaves. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. It was the Republican Party founded on 9 platforms, and 6 of those platforms said, if you give us power, we're going to end slavery.
Okay. So is the Republican Party of today, it's not the Republican Party.
So what? Republican Party today, there's no slaves to be freed. But the Republican Party today is for prosperity, for equal rights. They founded every black college I can discover. They've always been against discrimination. I don't understand the difference. Well, the Democratic Party owns every ghetto in America.
So, sir, you say the Republican Party is against discrimination. And back that up.
Name me a bill passed by any Republican Congress that allowed segregation or discrimination. The Democratic Party was the party of the poll tax, the party of separate but equal, the party of black and white restrooms. They were the party of that.
We're talking about today. You know, when
today, there's no.
Go ahead.
The history. The history. The history. There is no discrimination today is on your gender or your identified sexuality. The Republican Party is for prosperity. There is no laws passed by Republicans discriminating against who you are.
Does discrimination based on color and nationality, does that exist at all today?
Sure.
Okay. And so it is your belief that that does not come from the Republican Party or Republican Party as opposed to all of that?
Can you name me an instance? Can you give me an example of what's coming from Republicans?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Can you give me an example of it coming from Republicans?
Well, I can tell you this. Again, I live in the state of Wisconsin. And when Scott Walker was the governor here, he and many other conservatives who controlled this state for the better part of 15 to 20 years made it almost impossible for people of color in the city of Milwaukee.
Give me an example. I don't know. Give me the bill. Give me the legislation.
Everything does not have to be based on whether legislation.
We said discrimination, sir. That's discrimination. It has to be by legislation.
No, it doesn't. So for you're telling me, that the only way somebody can discriminate against a person is through legislation. Well,
it's legal for you as a man not to want to rent a house to me because of my color. That should be legal. But we fought for civil rights, a government right. I want the government out of my back. I didn't care if my neighbor liked me or not. I didn't care if the store wanted to give me. You know, I talked to Clarence Henderson, the lunch counter guy at Walgreens. He said he didn't picket that store. He didn't sit at that lunch counter to get a doggone sandwich. He didn't care that likes him or not. He picked it because he wanted to own his own restaurant. And you couldn't do that because of civil government regulations, government restrictions on us. I don't care.
Let me say this to you, sir. So you were around during the 60s, during the civil rights struggle, Dr. King, and all of those things. And if I'm to believe what you are saying, then what Dr. King and what took place in the 60s and that fight for civil rights was not necessary because those things really didn't exist.
I don't know what you're saying, sir, but actually the civil rights movement of Dr. King and every action of the civil rights era in the 60s, every action was against Democrats. You can name me one march or protest or demonstration or sit-in or boycott against Republicans.
No, my point is, what you're talking about.
Do you understand my point?
I certainly understand your point. I'm talking today. If I listen
you brought up civil rights era in the 60s. I didn't bring that up. So I went back there and addressed that for you. We'll talk about today. I'm going to talk about today. They own every ghetto in America. Every city you saw a riot came out of a Democrat city, a Democrat controlled district.
So as a black man, I'm trying to understand your thought process that riots have only taken place where Democratic mayors are located, and even though there's been injustice that has created an atmosphere that brought riots into existence.
Maybe.
Well, people certainly didn't riot based on the fact that they just wanted to riot for fun.
Brother, my friend, I was in Ferguson. I was right outside of Ferguson when Michael Brown was killed. All the hotels around Ferguson were full. You could not get a rental car out the St. Louis airport because there were so many people coming in town to riot, coming in town to protest.
Listen, sir. They didn't come in town to riot. Listen, so.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
So how do you know?
You know that.
Sir.
Thank you.
Sir.
Yeah, good question.
Sir.
Let me answer it for you.
No. Sir. How can you
answer? Okay.
No, I'm gonna give you a chance to answer. But you tell me what I can't prove. And I'm saying to you, you made a statement. Okay, well, you can't give me a fact that said that most of the people who came into Ferguson
were
there to riot. What did you say?
I said the Hamilton Inn, the hotels were full of people in town. They were organized. Let me tell you how I know they're organized. Because they had rental cars in there. They had one whole wing of the Hamilton Inn. They changed rooms. People flow in, got the rental cars, flew out. They had their own clothes. They got instructions. They got directions. Those handmade signs were produced for them by a group of people in St. Louis. And they were organized. They were advertising on Craigslist to come in. The same thing in Oakland when they had and Berkeley riot. The same thing. They had instructions.
Okay, so
I have a videotape.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your point.
I have a videotape that I recorded myself in Raleigh, Durham, where Black Lives Matter was meeting before their nightly riot, and I'm talking about how they're going to wear their little mask on their face for COVID, and they're going to pull the mask up at a certain time, have their axe handles in their pocket, in their pants leg, and they have the bricks, brother. I was amazed because the cops were sitting there also. I'm standing next to a cop car recording them at this restaurant, out the restaurant, and they're planning what they're going to do that night. That's my evidence.
Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. Can you hang on a second?
Absolutely.
All right. 844-967-2789. My guest is Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. He's the author. He's an author amongst other things. And that you... What was it you did for Donald Trump? You gave him what?
We formed the Black Bosses for Trump Board of Advisors for Donald Trump.
Okay. Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 43, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 38. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 62. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text me at that same number. My guest is Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver, and he has written several books. He clearly was an advisor to then-President Donald Trump, and he's here to clearly state that the Republican Party has done, you know, many things for blacks. And let me ask you, sir, so if the Republican Party has done so much for black people historically and also in recent history, why do you think such a small percentage of black people are part of the Republican Party? Are they all unaware of the great things that the Republican Party has done for black people?
Before I answer that question, I want to clarify something about purpose. You asked me how did I know they're out-of-town people. Immediately after the riot started, I went to St. Louis almost every night, and they put out a report about those that were arrested the first couple of nights. It was, I think, 97 people arrested. 94 were from out-of-town. That's how I know that. Get back to
Okay, party. So I know, but now I have to respond to that. You know,
yes.
So you can point out Ferguson, but when people point out what took place January 6th in Washington, D.C., and the greater percentage of those people who were there certainly didn't live in Washington, D.C., sir. So there's no point to be proven. There's no point to be proven.
They were coming to Washington, D.C. for inauguration. They were coming to
They weren't coming they were to coming, What do you mean they were coming to Washington?
I got you, brother. I got you, man. But you cannot compare January 6th. There wasn't a riot. There was no burning.
Sir.
They didn't turn out of community.
Sir.
But what you could do
sir.
Is that the month before, Washington was closed down by protesters.
The streets
were burned down.
Sir, no, there wasn't any looting. They were at the Capitol. How could they?
By the police. Let in by the Capitol Police. Led in. Escorted in by the Capitol Police.
Sir.
Nancy Pelosi turned down Donald Trump's effort.
Sir, they were not led in entirely and wholly by the Capitol.
Did you see the videos?
I've seen them all, and I've seen them all, including the fabricated one by.
Fabricated.
Yeah, the one fabricated. By what's the guy's name on Fox News?
Tucker Carlson.
Yes, you think that one was real, right?
Absolutely true.
I don't even know how we can have a legitimate.
True, they would have arrested him.
I don't see how we can have a legitimate conversation if you are going to state that the video that was created by Fox News and Tucker Carlson somehow was the truth.
Wait, are you saying that the House Speaker did not give Tucker Carlson the videos?
Yeah, the House Speaker. The House Speaker gave him the video.
The House Speaker gave him the video.
Yeah,
he got
that
the
was
videos, by the way, from the House House Committee on January 6th.
Okay, so, sir, let me ask you. Well, then where did the videos that all of us, the majority of the American people, where did they come from? The ones that showed
the same committee. Sir, they came from the same committee. But they were cut. And
which one?
You saw the unedited
edited video, sir, was the one that we saw on Tucker Carlson that didn't show people doing anything wrong. That was the edited video.
That was not edited.
Okay, so
it was edited, sir. So, what was edited when you saw the St. Louis congressman running out of the place. That's what you saw on the House committee. He's running out of the Capitol.
Sir.
But what you saw with Tucker Carlson was all of them running out. Go back in time. Did you see it or not?
I've seen plenty of them. But let me say this. We may not be able to even come to any agreement on that, but I will ask you.
Well, it's just evidence.
The people who were busting the windows and beating the guards, was that fabricated? That wasn't real?
Beating the guard. January the 6th is open to anybody with the eyes to see it. This is a foolish conversation. Discuss the evidence right in front of your face. They elected it. Donald Trump offered the National Guard to Nancy Pelosi. She turned it down.
Why would Donald Trump offer the National Guard?
Him.
Let me know. You're the guy who's had conversations with him, sir. Why would Donald Trump offered the National
Guard.
Hold on. Let me make my point, and I'll give you a chance. Why would Donald Trump offer the National Guard if those people were coming in peace? Why did he do that?
Because you always have security and National Guard at every inauguration, everyone you had, including his.
He wasn't there for an inauguration, sir. Sir,
it's normal procedure.
He had already lost. So how could they be there?
I know, and it's normal procedure to have it. And he offered it. She turned it down. The question is, why did she turn it down? That's the question. The question is, why did the Capitol Police open the doors of the Capitol, put the gates away, and escorted them? The video escorted them through. The cop that was shot wasn't shot that day.
Well, you know, I mean, listen.
Does the record show that?
If you are asking me, sir, with all due respect, I'm a person whose vision is 20/80 without my glasses. So if you're asking me about that and I don't have my glasses on, I would agree with you. But since my glasses correct my vision to 20/20, and I watch this with my glasses on,
there's not a thing I can say to convince you. And I don't try to convince people like you.
Right.
I'm just talking to your audience, and maybe they'll go out and research and see if I'm true or not. So you must believe everything I say.
Hang on. We got to go to a break. I see you. Clarence Mason Weaver is my guest. I see you, CJ. I'll come to you after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A Wall Street Journal reporter has been arrested on espionage charges in Russia and sent to jail. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
He was charged and entered a plea of not guilty in a Moscow courtroom. Nobody was allowed in that courtroom. No journalist, not even his own lawyer.
The Journal vehemently denies Evan Gershkovich was trying to spy. CBS News has learned as many as 9 people may have been killed when 2 Army Black Hawk choppers collided near Fort Campbell in Kentucky.
2 helicopters came over pretty low, and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang.
The small rural city of Raymond, Minnesota has been evacuated after a freight train derailed there and caught fire. WCCO-TV's Pauline Lee.
They had poured thousands and thousands of gallons of water onto this fire overnight. And now at this point, all they can do is just let it burn out, let that ethanol burn out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports, we do a daily music break and a history lesson, we have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life 3 wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. He's a, safe to say, historian. He's written many books, and he's a supporter, clearly, former President Donald Trump, and he's a proud member of the Republican Party. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ, good morning. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. Mr. Weaver, I got to congratulate you, sir. And when you spoke of you were hurt, disabled, and you became successful without anybody's help. Well, that's not the fact for most of America. They're looking for the man to help them. They're looking to the man to blame, the government. And I'm going to ask you a question that Earl will never answer, because Republicans were better off with Republicans in office. We're more prosperous. We're safer. And right now, it proves it again underneath the Democrat president. Were we better off? Was the black community better off with Donald Trump, with the investment zones and supporting the black colleges the way he did and doesn't get credit for it? And the Republicans helped pass the 1964 Civil Rights Bill with a greater percentage of vote than the Democrats, because even Al Gore Sr. tried to filibuster the Civil Rights Bill. Robert Byrd tried to shut it down. How big and how much are you trying to keep the possibility of the black community to work hard and to get out of the depression that the Democrat
I got you, CJ. You want to respond, Mr. Weaver?
I'm picking you, CJ. You're absolutely correct. Under Donald Trump, there was a historical large amount of money given to black colleges, of which all I can find, every black college I can find, from Howard to Tuskegee to Spelman, was founded by Republicans. But a record number of money, black people under Donald Trump became 72% middle class. That means we're paying for the same gas prices you're paying.
Hey.
We're paying for this. Are you going to interrupt me? What?
I'm not finished. Go ahead. Finish the point, man.
He asked me about the prosperity. The income levels went up of black people. The jobs, the new jobs in the black community was a record number under Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Sir, I can't let you give out erroneous information. I mean, for you to say that 72% of black people, you know,
that's middle class. Yes, sir.
That's absolutely untrue, sir.
Well, okay. I don't need, listen, you and I can talk about all day long.
Hey.
USCensus.gov.
Listen, I don't need to go to the US Census or any of those things. I live in a city where right now it's probably the worst condition it's been in for African Americans in every sense, you know, the Industrial Revolution came to an end. And Donald Trump was the president, what, how many years ago? 6 years ago. And you can't tell me that the city where I live that has somewhere around 40% of it, 50% of it, African American, that 72% of the people wound up living middle class when Donald Trump was the president. That's just not true. And it doesn't matter what statistics you want to cite and where you get your information, it's an absolute fabrication. Now, I don't mind you saying certain things. You have a right to say whatever it is you want to say. But to clearly just tell and say things that are not true, can't let you do that. And so, because you're leading people to believe, and black people aren't that stupid, that when Donald Trump was the president of the United States for 4 years, they were living, 72% of us were living middle class. And once Donald Trump left, the bottom fell out. No president inside of any 4 year period of time can change the dynamics of people's lives to that degree, because a president is one person. There's a Congress and a Senate that has to go along with him in order for those kinds of drastic changes to happen, sir.
My friend, by the way, you got the best bumper music in radio.
Thank you.
But my friend, I cite statistics. You don't. Now, every poverty
person is counted. Every income is counted. Every death, every birth, every divorce is counted in one place only. The only place you can go for statistics on poverty. Go to the Census Bureau or website and type in that community. That's the only way you can find it, brother.
That's the only place you can find it. I don't give a rip about what that says.
I know you don't.
But you give no evidence. I've lived in the city.
Let me tell you about the ghetto. You spoke about the ghetto. You're right. In the hood, you won't find any jobs. In the hood, you won't find any banks. In the hood, you won't find, nobody has anything going because the slave master wants that plantation to produce money for
him. Said Donald Trump changed that reality in 72%.
You're putting words in my mouth. Let me tell you again what I said. I'm the expert on what I said. I said, under Donald Trump, the black community, I said the ghetto, the black community, the black nation got to be 72% middle class. But what you didn't ask me was what was before Donald Trump. Black people were not poor. Only 25% were poor. Period. 30% and sometimes were poor. Since the 1950s, our income has always increased. So we are doing better anyway, even under Democrats. But the Democratic controlled neighborhoods, buddy, will always, always be poor.
So,
everyone will be poor.
So sir, you are
am I right or wrong? Name me a Democrat neighborhood that's not poor. You can't do it.
Now listen. You're talking semantics, sir. Let me say this to you. You can't tell me that under George, because what you're saying is only under Republican leadership have blacks and their economic standards risen, and under Democratic leadership it's fallen. And I will go to you and say, I can go to George Bush Sr., I can go to George Bush Jr., I can go to Donald Trump, I can go, who did I leave out, Republican? George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., what's the other Republican president I left out in between Donald Trump? There was another one. But you can't tell me, sir.
Me?
Huh?
I can't tell you. You can't listen.
Yeah.
So
my point is, I didn't see the whims of people's lives change based on whether there was a Republican president or a Democratic president.
You're not paying attention. Brother, you're not paying attention. You see it every time you change administrations. Every time Republicans are in power, everybody, the whole nation, gets better off. Gas prices are low.
Reagan is the guy.
No, I got to finish my point.
I know, but Reagan is the guy. Go ahead.
Under Reagan, the last few years, under Reagan, there was a recession.
Hey, sir.
We're talking about why.
Sir. Ronald Reagan, when he came into office, the United States was the largest creditor nation in the world. When he left, we're the largest debtor nation in the world. Do you forget that when George Bush Jr. left, we were the Dow Jones was at 7,500. I mean, when he left, it was at 7,500 and falling. So when you make the statements that you make in absolutism, you're 100% incorrect.
Let me be absolute again for you, my friend. The Democrat Party owns every ghetto in America. Name one that you want more of. Because that's what you're going to get. It's the party of slavery. It's the party that invented lynching. It's the party that invented the KKK. It's the party that had the Klan march 1925 down Washington.
I have to say to you, in the Capitol. Man, I have to say to you, sir, with all due respect.
That's true statement.
With all due respect, you are not going to get black people whose eyes are open. And this is why the Republican Party. Hold on. And this is why the Republican Party continues to say, we've got to do everything within our power to try to bring black people under the guise and under the banner of Republicans.
Who says that? What lie?
After every election, Republicans say we are losing because we need to bring minorities under our banner. Sir, can the Republican can the Sir, can the Republican Party win? Can the Republican Party win consistently?
Let me ask you a question. Did we win with Trump?
Yeah, you did. Yes.
Did we win the House? Yes, we did. Bush won.
Yeah.
Every Republican won without black support. What are you talking about?
Well, so why don't they have black support, sir?
They do have black support. You don't count them. Let me tell you how this works. They come out, they say a poll, 95% of black folks vote Democrat. But they don't tell you where that comes from. I will tell you where it comes from. It comes from exit polls only taken in the ghetto. They don't count black folks in suburbs. They don't count black folks in the middle class.
Because the percentage of black people who live in the suburbs is so minuscule compared to the ones.
More black people live in the suburbs than the ghetto, except for certain cities, except St. Louis, Chicago,
come on,
or something like that.
Come on, man.
So why would they count? Why would they count only in Democrat neighborhoods? Why would they count Democrat districts only? That's not a fair poll. If you go out here to Naples, where I live, out here in Naples, it's the richest city on this side of Florida. If you ask black folks there, you get a different count. If you get down to Immokalee, inland, different count. It's not fair. If you're going to count black people fairly. The pollers know how to do that. They know how to be accurate, and they know how to be inaccurate. You're being misled.
So let me say this, because I've gotten this reiterate that the Republican Party of today is not the Republican Party of the past. I've said that to you many times. I don't have to tell you.
Hold on.
It is a fact that the Republican has always been a party of division and worked for corporate America, the part that clearly represents millionaires and the white race by policies. Hold on.
Yeah. Every statement. I'm not here to be lectured to. I'm just as wrong as you are. Let me answer it. Just give me a statement and let me answer.
I just gave you one.
What did I say to me? You gave me three. Which one should I answer?
Answer this one.
The Republican Party is the party of prosperity for everyone trying. The Democrat Party is the party of slavery. They want to control you. They want to manage your life, trade your kids, everything else. So every time you find Democrats in control of any city, look at Detroit, man, before the Democrats took over, a bustling economic powerhouse of black people. They took over and became a ghetto. Look at Chicago. Look at any city. Philadelphia.
Hey, sir.
You cannot name me a city taking over.
Sir, what made Detroit a ghetto is that the fact that the manufacturing base of this nation was moved overseas.
Yes.
Agreed.
Why was moved overseas?
Because Republicans and Democrats both agreed to NAFTA. Okay? So for you to say
who signed NAFTA?
Bill Clinton did. But it didn't. It was bipartisan, sir. It was bipartisan.
The vote may have been. If you had two or three Republicans vote, you call it bipartisan.
It was a bipartisan agreement.
Who took it away?
You just said, sir.
Who took away NAFTA? Who took away NAFTA? Trump.
What do you mean? Trump didn't take away NAFTA. NAFTA is still in effect. Hold the thought, sir. Hold the thought. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Oh, now, baby, please. Don't you come back. What you trying to do to me?
The stakes couldn't be higher when it comes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
We can't have an extremist like Dan Kelly on the court.
Kelly wants abortion banned, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother.
Kelly supports Wisconsin's 1849 criminal abortion ban.
That law strips women of our freedom to make our own decisions on abortion.
But that's not all.
Kelly is a MAGA Republican who's been endorsed by Donald Trump himself. Take a listen.
Go vote for Justice Daniel Kelly to defend the rule of law.
Extremist Dan Kelly was paid more than $100,000 by the Republican Party in the last 3 years.
He advised hardcore MAGA Republicans on their scheme to overturn the 2020 election results.
On the court, Kelly could take away our voting rights
and women's rights.
Do you want a radical like that on the Supreme Court? Dan Kelly is too extreme.
Dan Kelly is too extreme. He doesn't care about us.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 43, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 38. Overcast skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 62. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. And hang on, guys. I come to you on the phones. But this is according to the Pew Research, sir. The Pew Research you don't respect. It says 79% of Republicans, black Republicans, say they experience discrimination regularly. 80% of Democrats say they experience discrimination equal. 44% of Republicans say discrimination, black Republicans say discrimination is the main reason black people can't get ahead. 73% of black Democrats. 39% of black Republicans say equality for black people is a little or not a reality. 45% of Democrats. Black Republicans are about as likely as black Democrats to report frequent experiences of discrimination. About 8 in 10 black Republicans, 79%, say they have personally experienced discrimination because of their race or their ethnicity. This includes 20% who say they have experienced discrimination regularly and 59% who say they have experienced it from time to time. Similarly, 80% of black Democrats report experiences of racial discrimination either regularly or from time to time. So you say what, sir?
First, I want to go back to two points that I made. The discrimination, I don't know if they mean government discrimination or personal discrimination. I don't care if the waitress don't like me. I don't want a bill making it illegal not to even hire me. If there's a bill, yes, but if a company doesn't want to hire me, that's kind of their business. I marched in Oakland to get rid of the government requirements, the civil rights. I don't care if the guy likes me or not. But I mentioned a minute ago that the Capitol Police was offered by Donald Trump National Guard security. I'm looking at a report from Reuters that mentioned that unless you've been sleepwalking, let me go to that one. It's really important to understand the truth to protect was there to protect the supporters of Trump. I'll be honest with you, because those are the ones that were supposed to be rioting with FBI help. But under May 12th, President Donald Trump wanted National Guard troops in Washington to protect his supporters on January the 6th and ended an attack in the U.S. Capitol. That was the Reuters report saying that, not Mason Weaver. NAFTA, and you look back at a CNN report that came out, 2016, the U.S.-Mexican-Canada agreement takes effect Wednesday, fulfilling President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to replace NAFTA, one of the, referred to as the worst trade deal ever made. He did both of those things.
Okay, hang on. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Jack, quickly. You say what, sir?
Well, first of all, the contention that there are huge gains in the middle class for blacks is completely refuted by a poll from the Pew Research Center. And it basically says that black adults in middle class were about 47% in 2021. This is a quote, about the same as in 1971. So there haven't been any real gains in the black middle class in the last 50 years or so. People that cite statistics, I have no idea where some of them come from, but I certainly like to get my statistics from a more objective source. That's all I have to say, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bill from Oconomowoc.
Earl, great show again. To your guest, he hasn't cited one bill that Trump passed that was so overwhelmingly accepted by blacks that they had to renominate him. That he can't name, and if he can, that's why I'm going to hang up shortly, how the Republicans have helped the blacks. Now, if you don't think paying for their education or Biden's education bill could help blacks, you got to be kidding me. If you don't think some of the things that Biden has done can help blacks, but when you tell me Trump helped blacks, I've worked in the inner city with the Latin Kings. I've talked to people in the inner city. I was born in the inner city. And you're telling me what the inner city thinks, that Trump is an electable president? I'm going to hang up because I can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
All right. Thank you. One more before we give you a chance to respond. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob. How you doing, sir? You say what?
Good morning, Merle. When Democrats get involved in something in the society, they put money in society to lift things up and to enhance life and raise the safety net. The Republicans in Wisconsin have been holding on to $7 billion and have not been meeting in the legislature on a regular daily basis.
Hey, Bob, I wish we had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Clarence, you want to respond to those?
Did somebody mention the Pew?
Yes.
My goodness, the only place that counts poverty is not a news research. The only place that counts poverty is the United States government. You got to go to the censusbureau.gov and look for yourself the poverty levels by race, by age, by gender, by occupation, by state. Find the facts. The only place you can find them is the United States government. Black folks get their money and power by being the same way white folks get it, hard work. No government program has ever helped anybody do anything except help the government grow. I went to school, and I got my education, and I went into businesses, and I could not work. So I have not worked since 1981. But I'm debt-free in America, where they're supposed to hate me, because I don't care who doesn't like me. I'm not a child. I'm not a dependent. I'm a grown behind man, and I'm going to lose some. I'm going to win some.
So
I'm
going to
do it my way.
Let me ask you, what percentage of black people do you think support Donald Trump?
I don't know. We don't count color, man. You guys right. do. I don't know. I do not know. I've always campaigned to black people. In Trump's election, the first election, I spent $30,000 of my own money running ads in Chicago, Detroit, on Steve Harvey's show, matter of fact, on why would you vote Republican. I drove my motorhome 10,000 miles personally, not being reimbursed, from St. Louis to Tallahassee and back, campaigning, stopping at restaurants and gas stations, asking the questions, what benefits you best? I'm not looking for a date. I don't care if the president likes me or not. I don't care if the Republicans like me or not. I want to clean up opportunities for you and me to go out with our own intelligence and make our living
Let me do this, sir. Thank you. I'd like to do this again. I'd like to extend we'll get back at this, all right?
Take care, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.